And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 26th of June, 2014. It's the birthday of the blues musician Big Bill Brunsey, born in Scott, Mississippi in 1898. It's the birthday of Walter Farley, born Syracuse, New York, 1916, who always wanted a horse when he was a boy, but his parents could not afford one. So he started writing stories about horses. And while he was a student at Columbia, he wrote a novel, The Black Stallion, story of a boy and a wild horse who survive a shipwreck and become friends on a deserted island. The book sold so well that Walter Farley went on to write 20 more novels about horses. And it's the birthday of Pearl S. Buck, born Hillsboro, West Virginia, 1892. Her parents were missionaries in China. She was raised there from the age of 3 months. She spoke Chinese first, said she did not consider herself a white person when she was a child, spent the afternoons with her beloved Chinese nurse, took her to visit friends where the child listened to women gossip. Pearl Buck married a missionary. They lived in northern China and then Nanking. In 1920, she gave birth to a daughter, Carol, who had a severe developmental disability. She would scream and cry for hours on end. By the winter of 1927, Buck was living in Shanghai. She had just finished the manuscript of her first novel, and the manuscript had been destroyed by looters. Her marriage was deteriorating. Her husband did not want to leave China. Pearl Buck knew that the only hope of giving her daughter long-term care was to go to the United States. She had to figure out a way to provide for her. So she returned to writing. She moved to America with her daughter. She published her first novel, East Wind, West Wind, in 1930, and started work on her second novel, which took her just 3 months. Pearl Buck was amazed when the second novel was chosen by the Book of the Month Club, and she got a check for $4,000, enough money to pay for several years of her daughter's schooling. The second novel was The Good Earth. It sold nearly 2 million copies in its first year, and Pearl Buck won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1938. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry. Again, I resume the long lesson. How small a thing can be pleasing, how little in this hard world it takes to satisfy the mind and bring it to its rest. Within the ongoing havoc, the woods this morning is almost unnaturally still. Through stalled air, unshadowed light, a few leaves fall of their own weight. The sky is gray. It begins in mist, almost at the ground, and rises forever. The trees rise in silence, almost natural, but not quite, almost eternal, but not quite. What more did I think I wanted? Here is what has always been. Here is what will always be. Even in me, the maker of all this returns in rest. Even in the slightest of his works, a yellow leaf slowly falling and is pleased. A poem by Wendell Berry. Again, I resume the long lesson from This Day, Sabbath Poems Collected and New, published by Counterpoint and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.